Mary went to the tomb, found it empty, the stone rolled away. She ran back to the disciples, shared with them what had happened. Peter and John run to the tomb, arrive. They see just the cloths, the stone rolled back. They leave, and then the gospel continues. Mary stays outside the tomb, weeping. She bends over into the tomb. She sees the two angels there, and they ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And there are lots of times in the scriptures, in the gospels, where the Lord puts questions to us that seem so obvious that you wonder, why is this even being asked? The Lord always has a different purpose in that. Here, you would think, if you were at a cemetery and someone's crying and you said, "Why are you crying?" Like, you would be accused of being completely unable to read any emotional cues. But here, the question is asked in order to, I think, to kind of clarify, to crystallize in Mary Magdalene's heart, like, what's going on? But it also allows us insight into her heart and her mind, which is, they've taken my Lord, they've taken his body, and I don't know where they laid him. Jesus asks the question, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And it's the same thing. "Sir, if you carried him away, just tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." So clearly, Mary Magdalene is not at all expecting the resurrection of the dead. She's expecting to find his body dead, having seen him crucified just 3 days before. So Mary Magdalene, she's not expecting the resurrection. We know this over and over and over again. We see it in the Gospels. This is so outside of what they were expecting in faith. Even though he made promises, even though he spoke to them about being raised from the dead, they're just not expecting it. And so then what happens next gains that much more force. Jesus said to her, "Mary." And then she turns, and then she recognizes him, and she calls him Rabboni, teacher. And so one of the things, there's so much that can be opened up in this, but Mary, obviously, prior to the events of Good Friday and Holy Saturday, Mary came to know the Lord in a deep enough way that she recognized his voice and knew what it sounded like when he called her name. So there was enough of a relationship there, a depth of love, that relationship, it was there enough that when he calls her, she immediately knows it's him. And I think how beautiful it is. I mean, that's the depth of relationship the Lord wants us to have with him. And the joy of Easter is built on the relationship that she's had with him. So many other people, it doesn't matter to them that he's been raised from the dead. It's so removed from them. For her, she has this relationship to a depth that when he speaks her name, she recognizes him. Think about what happened to Saul, on the road to Damascus. Jesus called him by name, right? Did he recognize who it was? No. "Who are you, sir?" That's the difference. How many people can be called by name by the Lord Jesus and not know who he is? Because there's no foundation. The Lord wants there to be a foundation. He will build that up if one's open to it. But here we get to see the love that led Mary Magdalene to the tomb. That it's that love that's present that allows Jesus simply to speak her name, and she knows it's him. And so as all of this unfolds and as we move through this octave of Easter, the full joy of Easter for us will come just as it builds on that relationship with the Lord. And there's no shortcut to it. In the gospel or in the first reading from Acts of the Apostles, the announcement of the Easter message at Pentecost, because it's not proclaimed by them externally until then, the crowd wants to know. Like, they're cut to the heart, and they ask Peter, how do we get what you have? We want that. What are we to do, my brothers? And there's no shortcut. You have to repent. You have to be baptized. You need to begin living this life out. So in these days of Easter, let's just pray, Lord, please keep taking us deeper into our relationship with you so that we are able to get into the depth of all that you've given to Mary Magdalene. Take us deep into that, Lord, and give us grace in our life of prayer to go deeper so that when you call our name, we'll know it's you. We'll be able to rejoice like Mary Magdalene did and be able to fully experience the joy of what these days of Easter are all about.